From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. This month's Versed in Florida is with poet Kelly Canaday of Naples. She's a student at Florida Gulf Coast University, where she's majoring in English and minoring in creative writing. She's also co-president of FGCU's Creative Writing Club. She tells WGCU's John Davis, the desire to hone her writing skills is largely what prompted her to begin attending college at the age of 16.
I just felt that in high school I wasn't challenged enough and I couldn't concentrate on my strengths. I didn't really fit in doing math and science courses and all that, and I knew that poetry was something I wanted to do. I was going through a hard time, and that's when I really started writing. And FGCU was a great opportunity to learn more about that.
Before we get into the specific poem you're going to be reading today, The Gardener, I was hoping you could maybe tell us a little bit more about your own approach to writing. You had mentioned it's helped you get through hard times. Is there maybe like a therapeutic quality to it?
There definitely is. It comes from the place of music. And I wrote this poem when I was just walking through the park, and I got an image in my head and I followed it. Usually ideas come to me at sort of inopportune times, just when I'm driving or when I'm about to go to sleep or when I just wake up. It's from the place of the subconscious. And then once you gather your ideas and images, then you can edit and see where it goes from there.
I like that you mentioned the inopportune times. Even still, when you get these bouts of inspiration, are there other times where you make it a point to set aside time to sit and write, or is it usually you kind of wait for inspiration?
It's very important to set aside a time. You can't really rely on inspiration. It's definitely great when it happens, but most of the time it's just about setting aside a time. Usually it's late at night for me.
And whenever you do sit down and kind of make yourself do it, if you're not necessarily, as you said, you can't always rely on that inspiration, is it kind of a process for you, a little frustrating sometimes, working through something and reworking through it? Or
definitely. I've worked on this single poem for almost a year now.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about The Gardener? You had mentioned how the moment came to you, but maybe introduce this one to us before reading it.
Well, it's an abstract thing. It's just a snapshot that entered my mind. I think it's sort of the music and the image that carries the poem.
Well, would you mind reading this poem to us?
He's the fly on your front porch that sends lost vessels, lapses of skin over the striped earth. The sun wakes scalloped ferns on the edges of the yard, a flimsy banner for the voices drowned in sleep. He sounds of slot machines and organs playing as he tends to the prison in between the windows and the gates. He's violent to the ground, so he isn't violent to the face that stands at the washing machine inside, softened from the lace curtain.
That's a beautiful piece. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Can you maybe tell me a little more about who the characters are in this poem?
The gardener would probably be my dad. We moved to a teardown house, and he does everything himself. He built the kitchen cabinets himself. He took a jackhammer that he rented himself and took up the back porch this summer and redid the pool. He even built a shower himself.
When you do write poetry, I know personally whenever I read, I tend to gravitate towards poems that are more about more broad general ideas and kind of make the reader work for it in terms of interpreting your own meaning. Do you like to do that? I mean, would you say they have more of an overt, specific message, or do you like to leave some things up to the interpretation of the reader?
It depends on the poem. For this one, it felt right to leave it a little open, send a little bit of a sinister vibe. But normally, you should let the reader know as much as possible, I guess.
And the sinister vibe, you do pick up on that. Is that kind of a common theme in your poems? Do you tend to go to, for lack of a better term, like maybe a little bit of a dark place?
Yeah, I do. Last year, I shared my portfolio for a poem class, and I had to explain to everyone before they read it, I don't write about fairy dust and stuff like that, so.
Well, thank you so much for reading this for us and sharing your insights, and we'll look forward to hearing more of your poetry in the coming months.
Thank you.
Poet Kelly Canaday is an FGCU English major and creative writing minor.